Most of you know that we here at Robin Hood Radio, Tri-State Public Communications, we operate three nonprofit businesses. One is the Robin Hood Radio Network, and also the Bargain Barn in Sharon, Connecticut, which supplies funds to our 501c3, which operates the Bargain Barn, the radio stations, and also CATV 6, which is actually in Gear Village, a beautiful studio set up there. So we've had a long-standing agreement with our good friends up at Gear Village. And it's nice to say good morning to the guy who's the boss up there. That's Kevin O'Connell. Kevin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Not too bad. Nice to speak to you. Well, Gear Village is quite a complex itself, but it's part of actually a much larger complex, which includes, of course, the Beckley House and Gear Rehab and the long-term care facility as well. I guess the first question that we should talk about is the COVID-19 crisis. This has to be a first for you in this industry, the way you have to deal with it. A general update, how has the operations been affected, and how are you, the administration, the staff, and the residents and the people who are at the long-term facility getting along during COVID-19?
Thank you, Marshall. Let me start with just a quick recognition of National Skilled Nursing Care Week. This is a week every year that nursing homes celebrate across the country, and we recognize the healthcare workers in nursing homes that take care of the nation's elderly, frail, disabled. It's a tough job, and they do fantastic work, you know, all over. I can tell you that you know, this is new and a first for all of us, not just in nursing homes. And you know, it's been about 8 weeks. I can't believe it's been that long since this started, and we have been in a state of lockdown really since, you know, that time. We have the YMCA closed, the Railway Cafe closed, our outpatient physical therapy is just reopening with virtual treatments online. Our adult day center is closed, transportation is greatly reduced. And then in both the nursing home and the assisted living, the folks are really living under very strict restrictions regarding movement, visitors. There's been a ban on visiting nursing homes and assisted livings for a number of weeks. And it's really very difficult for everybody who lives there, families that want to visit. You know, Mother's Day was really, really tough for folks. And for the staff that have to operate under difficult conditions, wearing masks, all the PPE, and just the general anxiety of having to go into work every day facing, you know, COVID-19, potentially bringing it home. So it's been quite a challenge.
Now, it's interesting to note, as we check the stats in Connecticut on a day-to-day basis in New York and also Massachusetts, but obviously you're doing something right because as we stand here today at your senior living center and on the Gear campus, there have been no reports of COVID-19. That's a pretty good accomplishment there.
We had one scare, Marshall. We had admitted an individual from the hospital that had tested negative in the hospital. When he came to Gear, he developed a fever, and within 48 hours, we had sent it back out, and he tested positive. So we don't know if it was an error in testing or what the issue is, but he was treated as if he had the virus the whole time. Everybody that comes in, you know, we go through a quarantine period. So the state epidemiologist agreed with us that he thinks the risk was very, very low of any exposure. But you're right, and I'm very, very happy and proud of the staff at Gear for all the things that they're doing to keep this virus out. But in many ways, Marshall, you got to recognize, and I hope everybody listening recognizes this: the nature of this virus is such that it walks in the front door of a facility, and you never even know it. Yeah. Even though we have strict screening tools, we take temperatures, we ask questions, we do everything possible to catch this before it comes in. You can have the virus, you can be infectious, and you have no symptoms for several days before you start to feel ill. So that's why this is so difficult to keep out of facilities. And I think for Gear, the rural nature of our facility, the fact that we're a standalone facility, we don't share staff with other buildings. That all plays a factor into why, you know, we've had such a little small amount of virus. And recognizing statewide, 34,000 cases, 6,000 are in nursing homes. It's the mortality rate, though. You know, 3,000 deaths in the state, half are in nursing homes. Mm-hmm. So once this gets in, it is really, really deadly and very difficult to detect at first.
All right, so we've all been through this for a couple of months. My hair is starting to get long again, like it was when I was back in my 30s, except it's a little grayer now, even though I'm trying to, I color my hair and it's just not keeping up anyway. But anyway, now that we've been through 2 months, you actually have to plan ahead. And we know that Connecticut is opening up on a very, very slow basis. It will open up on the 20th, if as long as things remain going in the direction they're going. What does this mean for you for this summer and also? So GEAR's relationship to the communities as we head into the summertime?
It's going to be very difficult. You know, GEAR is a very open campus, and we invite community groups, anybody to come onto the campus. And unfortunately, I see this summer as being just a continuation of what we're doing now. The virus isn't going away. There is lots of fears, and a lot of medical experts predict a resurgence, maybe this summer, maybe in the fall. And given how susceptible seniors are, we have to be very, very cautious. So we are literally living virtually. We meet online. We conduct much of our business on conference calls. And I see the summer being the same. It makes me worried for a lot of the local groups that do fundraisers and have events. I can't stand the idea of losing touch over the course of the summer. But I think the health and safety of the residents and staff come first, and that's how we're going to operate potentially right up through the fall.
You know, it's interesting because we here at the radio station have the building is completely closed to the public. We only have I'm in the morning. We have one person in middays and one person in the afternoon. And we do now, we record all our shows with all our different people remotely. They can record at their homes. They can then ship the programs to us, and the programs happen on a daily basis. So we've adapted. Also, Mike Flint, as you know, has adapted. He keeps the rule of staying out of GEAR Village, and we have adapted to operate the TV station that we have up there remotely as well. But you're looking to set up, I think, something that's pretty cool. We're speaking, by the way, with Kevin O'Connell from GEAR Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in GEAR Village in North Canaan, and that is a partnership with local civic groups and organizations.
Yeah, I think that our experience so far has taught us that we can be very effective working virtually. And I worry about nonprofits and civic groups that, you know, raise a lot of money for scholarships and local events. And how do you do that if you can't gather in groups? How do you do that when you can't meet face to face? And this past 6-8 months, we've spent upgrading our IT systems, our network, our phone systems, and we're doing a lot of video calls. And I would love to have an opportunity to provide access to some of that technology for local groups so that they can learn how to use it, stay in touch with their stakeholders, and continue all the good work that we've been doing together in this area, you know, for a long, long time.
Now, I've got another question here, and it's more of a chance for maybe you to get on your soapbox. You have set up very ambitious plans for the GEAR complex and for the future and for new facilities. I think more than ever, a pandemic like this and the way it has affected the senior community, not only in Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts, but across the country as a whole, really speaks volumes to how important the state needs to look at your request to do what you want to do and for you to get that money so you can raise it and provide these services better for our senior community.
Yeah, Marshall, we are... You know, we've got the certificate of need to build the building. We have we're very close to finalizing funding, hopefully through some bonding, to be able to build this building. I think this experience with the virus has really made us take a step back and think about security, infection control, what are the latest approaches in modern construction to make sure that we can address the problems that we see in the current 1969 building. How can we do this better and safer? So I think we have the support of the state, and hopefully by 2021, 2022, we'll be in a brand new 75,000 square foot building. And then thinking about how do we convert the old building into more supportive housing for seniors. So yeah. It's an exciting time, a real busy time, and we're ready to get at it as soon as this the virus starts to settle down.
Well, I've said this before with my interviews with the CEO of Sherrod Hospital and also with healthcare professionals and also with all our volunteer and paid people that are on the front line, first responders. The amount of pressure that is on all of you right now is really unbelievably significant from the folks like you that head the organization to the people that even just walk around and do the important job of keeping your facility clean and sanitized. It's an amazing amount of pressure to go into work every day and face the possibility of COVID-19. And a big thank you and pass that along, because the pressure that must be on everybody, because one mistake can lead to catastrophic results. The pressure and the way you all performing is absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you. The staff are the ones. It's not the CEO, that's for sure. It's the staff that keep everybody safe and do the work that needs to be done. So thank you, and we'll make sure we pass it on.
All right. Well, keep us updated, Kevin, and stay, you and your family and everybody at GEAR, stay safe and healthy.
All right. Thank you, Marshall.
Kevin O'Connell from GEAR Village, of course, including GEAR Nursing, GEAR Village, and the Beckley House. More information, GEARCares.org.